listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about someone who had a true determination of life. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 119, verses 106 through 108. Here we go. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. In this section of Psalm 119, the psalmist showed a determination of life to obey the word of God. He said, I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. It was a double decision. You could say that it was both sworn and confirmed. In his commentary on Psalm 119, Bridges tells of a man named Pierce who read a book titled Rise and Progress of Religion. And from it, he decided that he would live a more dedicated and obedient life. He wrote out a covenant with God, and in a very serious and solemn way, he even signed it with his own blood. It wasn't long until he started failing in his commitment to the covenant, first in small ways, and then more and more. This plunged him into deep distress, almost to total despair. Then he considered that the arrangement that he had made with God was actually legalistic and even pharisaical, especially in the way that it relied on his own power to keep the vows and resolutions. So he took that covenant to the top of his house, tore it into small pieces, and threw it to the wind. Yet he did not feel himself free from the promises themselves. Now only he was of a mind to not rely on himself or his own vows, but to only rely on the blood of Jesus Christ and on the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. This was of a much better result, and he was close to the source of comfort and restoration when he did happen to fail in his commitment. You see, the real secret was new life. That's why it says here in those verses of Psalm 119, I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. His determination to obedience came from a season of affliction, not comfort and ease. Despite his many problems and pains, he looked to God's word for a reviving of life and for it to happen according to God's word. This section closes with a wonderful prayer. Teach me your judgments. It's very easy for us to have a sinful confidence in our own judgment, to simply follow our heart. This kind of prayer shows how humble the psalmist was, but it also reminds us of how we also need to be taught the judgments of God and to value them more than our own judgments. We need to ask God to teach us his judgments until we truly know his ways, agree with his ways, and act upon his ways. Listen, with that kind of humble heart before God, we'll walk rightly before the Lord, trusting in Jesus and his strength and never our own. We can walk and trust that way today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.